So I was married in November. I was 1990. I remember November 1990. I was just turned 15. And it was one of the worst ice storms we had in our area. And about 2 weeks after we were married, I said something to him that really made him mad. And he threw me out of the house and locked me out of the house in the middle of an ice storm. And that was the first time the abuse started. It just got worse from there. It got the controlling. But where it really went downhill was, now I'd been sexually abused. I'd been raped at 13. And he knew these things. And he claimed to be a Christian man. And so he decided that he was going to use the Bible against me. And the scripture he would always say, I remember very clearly, "You're my wife and you will submit as the Bible tells you to. If I want to, whatever I want to do is what you will do." And so about third month into marriage was the first time he raped me. And so I'd start running away with my friends. We'd go to Walmart and I'd call my friends on the payphone because back then we didn't have cell phones. And I would be like, "Come on, Walmart, pick me up." And I would just leave and I would run away. And he would always track me down. He would go to my friends' places. He would go to places he knew I would be at. And he'd bring a gun and say, "If you don't tell me where my wife is, I'll kill you or one of your family members." And he absolutely meant it. I got a restraining order. He chased me down the road and said, "No piece of paper will ever keep me away from my wife. You're with me forever." And so at 16, though, I had two miscarriages. And one was from being kicked in the stomach. But as time went on, it just got worse. I'd run away more. He'd hunt me down. It became a game, almost. How long could I stay gone before he found me? My mother started coming with him to find me. And for a long time, I thought she was taking his side. And then I learned later it was because she was afraid he was going to kill me. So she thought she was with him, she could stop him. I tried to get divorced over and over. He would never give me a divorce. My parents, I had to sign for the divorce. My mom wouldn't sign for it at the time. Until one day she walked out, and when she walked out of the house, he was punching me and slamming my head into the car door, shutting the car door on my head, and she freaked out. And I came in, and she finally got me away from the situation.